This is Chris Davis. Before I begin reading from my book, I Saw the Angel in the Marble, I want to make a few comments that I think will help you understand some of the ideas I have presented in this book. But before I even do that, I want to thank Ellen Davis, Judith Cowles, and Kathy Clement for the chapters they have contributed to the book. Also, as a bonus, I am including in this audiobook some chapters I wrote subsequent to the book's initial publication, and which I believe will be very helpful to you, the listener. Finally, as I read, I will occasionally deviate from the written text in order to give the presentation a little more of a personal touch. I want to begin by saying that every homeschooling parent I have ever met wants their children to be successful in life. What I want to ask you, either as a homeschooling parent or as a parent considering homeschooling, is this. What would your grown children have to be doing for you to say, I feel that I was a successful homeschooling parent because my children are now successful adults? In other words, as you watch your grown children, you're happy with what you did as a homeschooling parent. I believe the answer to this question must be at the heart of why we choose to have our children at home instead of sending them into the public school system to be educated. If we don't have a vision of what we want our children to become, we won't know what to do to get them there. All we will know to do is what everyone else is doing. For instance, does success mean to you that your children graduated from high school? Does it mean that they went to college? Perhaps it means that they have a good job, maybe even a job that they enjoy. Or does success mean that they've lots of money, or maybe they've become famous? Does success mean that you've given them a better education than they would have gotten in public school? Or does success simply mean that you kept them from the evils of associating with public school students? All these are possible definitions for success, and I suppose that they're all good definitions. But as I go through my book, I Saw the Angel in the Marble, I think you'll find that homeschooling has a purpose that is much higher than any of the definitions of success I've just mentioned.